Thank you for joining us back here at Teach Me Thy Statutes. You know it, where we're taking a look at the Word of God and pulling out nuggets of truth. Just want to say, my mom called me this past week. As she began to cry, she said that she was just so proud of me for doing this, and that meant the world to me. I'll be honest with you, there's times where this is a lot of work, and I feel like quitting, and right when I feel like quitting, somebody contacts me and says, hey, I enjoy that. And it just keeps me going to hear that God's working in people's lives. Not that I'm doing anything, I'm just an empty vessel, but that God is still at work. And it blessed my heart to hear my mom say that it touched her heart, and that it was really good. Today I'd like for us to take a look in the book of Joshua. We've come to the final chapter here, chapter 24, and I want us to read verse number 14. It says, now therefore fear the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood, and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. Joshua chapter number 24 is both the last chapter of Joshua's life as well as the last chapter in this book of the Bible. This is Joshua's final charge to Israel. As he reflects over his life, he instructs the children of Israel to do a few things. First, he tells them to fear the Lord. I believe what he's referring to here is not a scary type of fear, like we think of fear, of being afraid, but it's more a reverential type of fear. In other words, fear God out of who he is, and not because we are ashamed of the sin in our lives. Next, Joshua challenges the children of Israel to serve him in sincerity and in truth. Joshua is saying, serve God with an honest mind that is sincere and free from hypocrisy. Serving God in truth, being real, and listening to what he wants you to do. Third, Joshua explains that in order to serve God, some things have to change from what our life was like before we were saved. Joshua tells the children of Israel to put away the gods from across the other side of the Nile River. Anyone who says that you don't have to change when you get saved is technically lying to you. Oh, there's some truth in it. It's not a work salvation. It's not required for salvation. But it's certainly an evidence of salvation and that the Holy Spirit lives in one's life. You know, we start out New Year's every year wanting to change some things. We want to make lifestyle changes to include our diet, weight, reading our Bible more, praying more, doing more as a family. We could go on and on, etc. What if we not only wanted to change those things, but go a little further? What if, just like we want to put away bad food that's harmful to us, what if we drop things that are overtaking our lives and make a greater change? If you aren't serving the Lord, guess what? Change. If you are serving the Lord, but He's leading you to serve in some other capacity, change. What am I trying to say? It's as simple as this. Change by putting away sin and serving God. Change. Hope that this has been a blessing to you here today, and I hope that you'll join us back for the next episode of Teach Me Thy Statutes. May God richly bless you as you change and serve Him. Have a wonderful day.